From Spark and Anvil and City Forge, this is Mappin' Block in Chapter 1 of the City Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The City Forge planning office was a room of two halves. On one side, a giant wall was covered by a single sprawling map of the city. Every street, park, and river was marked. Tiny lights pulsed along the train lines. This was Mapside. She stood before it now, long pointer in hand, humming a low, steady note as she traced a path from the factory district all the way to the sea. Her clothes were covered in faint grid lines, like a blueprint. On the other side of the room was a small, cluttered table. It was covered in sketches of a single street corner. There were clay models of benches, little wire trees, and scraps of colored paper representing flower beds. This was Block's domain. He was hunched over a drawing, his glasses perched on his nose. He wasn't humming. He was making quiet swoosh and chatter sounds, imagining people walking past the bakery he was sketching. "If we just widened the grand artery, we could ease all the morning traffic," Map said to the wall, her voice echoing slightly. "If we widen the sidewalk, Mrs. Gable will have a place for her flower pots," Block muttered to his paper, not looking up. They weren't talking to each other, not exactly, but in the City Forge, they were always in the same conversation.
Map zoomed out. She wasn't looking at one street anymore. She saw the whole city, like a living thing. She saw how the North Side neighborhoods were cut off from the big new library downtown. Kids had to take two different buses and a train to get there. It was a journey. It was too long. The city's pathways were like clogged arteries. "Unacceptable," she declared to the empty space in front of her. "Knowledge should flow freely." Her eyes scanned the vast grid. She saw a path, a forgotten old trolley line that snaked through the hills. It was overgrown and unused, a faint green scar on her map. What if they cleared it? What if they made it a greenway? A path just for bikes and walkers, cutting straight from the heart of Northside to the library's front steps. No cars, no traffic, just a beautiful tree-lined ribbon connecting people to books. She grabbed a long piece of bright green string and pinned it to the wall, stretching it from one neighborhood to the other. "There," Map said with satisfaction. "A new connection. Simple. Elegant. It will serve thousands of people." She smiled, seeing the whole system working better already.
Block zoomed in. He wasn't thinking about thousands of people. He was thinking about one person. Leo, the boy who delivered newspapers on his bike every morning. Block was focused on the corner of Sparrow Street and 2nd Avenue, right where the greenway Map had just imagined would end. He saw a problem. The corner was a mess of sharp angles. Cars whipped around it too fast. There was nowhere safe for a kid on a bike to wait for the light to change. He tossed a crumpled sketch into the bin. "Nope, not friendly enough," he grumbled. He took a fresh sheet of paper and started again. This time he softened the corner, rounding it out into a gentle curve. He added a little protected island for bikes, with a short curb to keep them safe from traffic. He drew a small bench, right where the morning sun would hit. "Perfect," Block whispered. He could almost feel the sun on his face. He could see Leo resting there for a minute, checking his newspaper bag before riding on. He wasn't designing a path for a whole neighborhood. He was designing a safe moment for one person. And for Block, that was just as important.
Map strode over to Block's table, full of energy from her big idea. "Block, my friend, look," she announced, pointing her long pointer towards his corner on her wall map. "The new Northside Greenway is going to end right here. It will pour cyclists and walkers and families right onto your little street. Isn't it grand?" Block looked up from his drawing of the single bench. He looked at the bold green line on Map's wall. Then he looked back at his drawing. He imagined
hundreds of people suddenly appearing on his quiet, sun-warmed corner. Where would they all go? How would they cross the street safely? His one little bike refuge wouldn't be nearly enough. His calm corner would become a chaotic mess.
"Grand?" Block squeaked, his voice tight. "Map, it's a disaster. You're pointing a fire hose at a teacup. My corner can't handle a greenway. It's built for Leo and Mrs. Gable, not an entire district."
He held up his careful drawing. "This is about a moment of peace, not a highway for feet."
Map blinked. She looked from her beautiful, efficient green line to Block's small, detailed drawing. A fire hose at a teacup. She hadn't thought of it that way. She had only seen the connection, the big, graceful flow. She hadn't seen the splash it would make when it landed. She leaned over Block's table. "Show me," she said, her voice softer now. Block pointed with his pencil. "See? The crosswalk is here, but your greenway ends here. People will just spill into the street," he sketched furiously. "But what if the greenway didn't just stop? What if it widened out like a river delta?" He drew a fan of paths spreading from the endpoint. "We can put a bigger public plaza right here with more benches and a water fountain. The crosswalk gets wider with flashing lights. We turn the big idea into a big welcome." Map watched, fascinated. She saw how his small, human-scale details could catch her big system-scale idea and make it safe, make it wonderful. She tapped the plaza he had drawn. "And we can put a bike share station there," she added, "and a bus stop for the line that goes to the pool." Block grinned. "Exactly, the big plan and the little spot, working together." He sketched in a bus shelter right next to a patch of flowers. It was perfect.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Map and Block. Released under Creative Commons BY and CSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.